Welcome to the Condo Means Business Radio Show and Podcast, where we believe action, accountability, lead to positive results in business. The purpose of this show is to feature members of the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce. Also, to give ideas and information to our members about how to be most successful in business, and we share that right here on the air. A lot of people ask, what are the steps and the keys to success in a Chamber of Commerce? And for that, we have our co-host, Tom Brody. Tom, would you please inform our audience of that question?
Absolutely. The number one way to be successful in the Chamber of Commerce is to show up. Attend the meetings, attend the ribbon cuttings. That way you're getting your name and your business out there, as well as supporting the people who are having the ribbon cuttings and who may be coming to the meetings. They may not meet you any other time except at that time, and that's a great way for them to build rapport with you so that you can understand what their needs are and how you can help them. Also, if you're a new member of this chamber and you haven't gone through orientation, that's very important because you won't know what all of your features and benefits are of being a member of the chamber. And we have it once a month, and the next one coming up is February 18th at the chamber office from 2 to 3 o'clock. That's something I strongly recommend because you'll know what the chamber stands for, what we're here to do, and then the best way to be a member and to find out is also to receive the newsletter. So if you're not receiving our monthly newsletter, please talk to either Dr. Carlos or myself, and we'll get you on the newsletter distribution list because we've got so many things packed into every month. Without the calendar, you won't know what's going on and you'll miss out. And that's not something you want to do as a chamber member.
So we feature over 20 events per month, and they're all over Conroe especially, but they're also in Spring and in the Woodlands. So it's important that you do get that newsletter, as it were, or the monthly calendar. You can also get some more information on our website, which is mytexaschamber.org. You can also give us a call, 832-436-8956. So on today's show, we have a very special person. He's a leader in the community and a great person. Most of you know who he is, and if you don't know him, please stay tuned, because you're going to hear from John Hernandez, who will be talking to us about his career and about his political aspirations. So Tom, tell us a little bit more about being successful with the chamber, if you would.
Well, the one thing that I always said, other than showing up, is to be open and talk to people about what your business is and talk to how maybe your business can help their business. So this is all about networking, and it's a great way to network with other businesses that have similar concerns and similar needs as your business has. Mm-hmm. So that's a great way to make those connections, because even if you don't do business with someone today, you never know. A week from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, that connection will pay off and they may know somebody that you can do business with. And so that's the one thing that really a Chamber of Commerce is all about, commerce, having businesses get connected and be able to do business with each other.
And one of the things that makes us different from other organizations, similar, other Chambers of Commerce, is the amount of education we provide to our members. So we give you first class, high level education for you and for your business. We do want to thank some people. So we want to thank Aurelia Weems, First Priority Title, that's Matt Cree, Jen Bell with Goosehead Insurance, Klaus Hernandez, and Plus 40 Fitness for their sponsorship. When we come back, we're going to talk to John. So please stand by, please listen in, and you're going to learn a lot. So I'm Dr. Carlos Sanchez with Conroe Means Business. Please stand by, we'll be right back.
This program is brought to you by Aurelia Weems CPA. Call today for all your tax preparation, bookkeeping, and accounting needs at 936-273-1188. This program is also brought to you by Matt Cree with First Priority Title of Texas, where you are their first priority. Call Matt and his staff today at 832-204-4884 for all your title needs. This program is also sponsored by Klaus Holmes and Jen Bell of Goosehead Insurance and Plus 40 Fitness. All of their numbers are in the description of this program, or you can visit Conroe Means Business Radio on YouTube to find their information. To learn more about the Miracle City Chamber, visit mytexaschamber.org or call us at 832-436-8956.
Welcome back to the Conroe Means Business Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Dr. Carlos, your host, and I'm here with Tom Brody. Our guest today is a local businessman, a leader in Conroe. He's also a true success story. He owns H. Wheel and Tire and has recently opened a second location right here in Conroe. He's also a member of the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce and a good friend of all of our members. The Conroe Means Business Radio Show and Podcast wants to welcome our guest today, John Hernandez. Welcome to the show, John.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Tom, Carlos, thank you very much for having me in today's show. It really means a lot to me. Thanks.
Tom is going to start asking you a couple questions, John. No big deal. I wonder, Tom, if you would go ahead and begin.
Absolutely. So people may not know about H Wheel and Tire. So give us some background about your business, like how long you've been in business and where does H Wheel and Tire, where's the name come from?
Okay. So we originally started the business in 2002 and it was called Hernandez Tires, of which when I joined forces with my CPA and my mentor, before we incorporated our business, they were like, maybe you should consider a different name in case you one day franchise or start building, you know, or even sell your name. So then we got the idea of keeping the H on the letter H for Hernandez, and we just stuck what we do, which is wheels and tires. Now we've been doing wheels and tires for now 20 years, and like Dr. Carlos mentioned, we have a second location in northeast side of Conroe as well. So we're blessed and fortunate to have two stores. And the way that came about, believe it or not, the property of which we're in downtown Conroe, my parents started purchasing it in 1997 from Etheridge Properties.
Wow.
Of which, when I was in high school, it was my mother's idea of starting up a tire store. Now,
your mother's idea?
My mother.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Some moms would do tacos, other moms would do
tires.
I've never heard of a mom that wants to start a tire shop. That's good.
So our property is dead center from what two other shops. There was one on South Fraser and there was one on North Fraser. But she looked around and said, hey, there's nothing in the center of Conroe. That's what she called it, the center. And we went with it. And here we are.
Wow. Okay. And John, something else that I thought was really interesting. You work with family members, right? I mean, you work with someone like your brother,
sir.
I'm sure, also there at the shop.
My brother is my, he's also a 50% shareholder, 50% owner of both companies. So everything we have, it's pretty much 50-50.
Ah, okay. So are you like the one that's out in the street all the time? Sort of the public relations guy?
I guess I'm the one that speaks a little bit more than he does. But yes, I'm the face of the company, but I can never say that I'm the only one, because this is about a team. It takes a team to make it happen. It takes my brother to make things happen along with my workers. I've always said one of my strongest assets are my employees. It's not the land. It's not the buildings. Mm-hmm. It's not my inventory, but my people that help us continually drive this company forward.
Yeah. So, John, what kind of services do you guys offer? Because I've heard everything from oil changes all the way to,
We do not offer any oil changes.
Oh, sorry.
We're not a mechanic shop. We're strictly into wheels and tires. So we do anywhere from a patch or a plug, which is a tire repair on the vehicle, anywhere from aftermarket wheels, or should I say custom wheels, so I can make my audience understand. That means simply these are wheels that the manufacturer comes with the vehicle, and then they decide to change it or maybe even increase the size of the wheels, and in some cases just increase the size of the tire.
So, John, what's up with the donut then? Is it true it only goes 50 miles and that's it? Or you can only do like 30 miles an hour on that thing?
They're all different, but it is true. They're not meant to travel and keep on. They're meant to put them on and get you to the nearest tire store and get your tire repaired, not to drive on it for days.
So what if you're, okay, for days, but you can get somewhere for it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This was, I've always worried, because if I have one of those tires and I get a flat in the middle of the road and between, Houston and Austin, I can't make it. I have to.
Well, you can. It's just that you would have to travel at the speed that it tells you on the tire.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Tom.
And where is that speed located on tire? I didn't know it was located on the tire.
Yes. In some cases, we've seen it. They put a tape in the center of the steel wheel, or depending on what kind of wheel it is. Mm-hmm. Or in the sidewall, each sidewall, that means the side of the tire, will state on there the max air pressure. And on the spares, specifically on the spares, it will state the max miles per hour.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very good. Just because it's smaller?
Yes, because it's smaller, and it's not the same ply rating as what's on the vehicle. And a quick story about the spares, and I'm glad you brought that up. I had no idea where a spare was located on the vehicle when I first started a tire store. So that tells you the amount of knowledge or experience I had when it comes to
building a
tire shop or tire store.
So how'd you learn? How'd you learn all that? Just through experience?
Well, as I worked at HEB as a manager, I, on my days off, used to go to a friend of Grangerland, in which he still has a tire store in Grangerland. His name is Jesse Cadena, and worked at Discount Tire for many, many years. And I told him I wanted to help him, and he goes, well, I can't pay you because I just started my business as well. So I told him, how about this? I don't want you to pay me. I want to learn for free. So on my days off, I would go and work a full 8-10-hour shift. And during the week, when I worked and got off early, I would go work anywhere from 2 to 4 hours because I wanted to learn as much as possible.
So, okay, but you went there like on your mom's orders?
No, this came from me.
But you knew you were going to be doing tires. Like she sat
down
and said,
that was an idea that sprung up my mother's mind, and I went with it.
Yeah, and I've met your mom. She's a very dynamic and very nice lady, so for sure. So, okay. When you got into the business then, you already knew how to fix tires, change tires, do all the things with tires, basically, or did you get guys that already knew?
I didn't. That's when my father comes into play. Mm-hmm. So my dad, what he did, he came and stuck along with me while we started because, first of all, I was just barely 20 years old. Mm-hmm. The Twin Towers have fallen. I start a new business, and I'm thinking, God, am I really doing the right thing at the right time? You know, but everything worked out for the best. But my dad was actually one of the main guys that was also very supportive of me during the first 3 months while my brother came into the role.
Ah, very good. So you're listening to John Hernandez. John Hernandez is owner of H Wheel and Tire right here in Conroe. John, tell us what's the address? How do I find your location? Because there's so many businesses up and down Conroe that have to do up and down Fraser that have to do with mechanics and stuff like that. How do I see your building? Where do I see it?
So we're in the downtown area, right behind the Heritage Park, next door to the BMW Pawn Shop, next door to Samson Damney, right across the street from Able Glass. So I mentioned those key businesses because they've been there way longer than we have there. So, Fraser and Simonton, to be exact, 224 North Fraser.
So, and across the street almost from Sonic, right?
Catty Corner, yes, sir.
I mean, you see Sonic from there, you can smell the fries.
Yes, we can, and the burgers.
And the burgers.
So where's the new location?
The new location is off of FM 1484 that intersects where there's Willis-Waukegan on one end, and then you have FM 2432 on the other side of the road. And we're right behind the Family Dollar.
Okay. So I know you just opened that location here recently. How is that store doing?
Well, for us in the industry of the tires, we understand that the first of the year is always one of the hardest years to face. But doing this for 20 years, we already know what we can expect and happen. But I'm glad to inform you guys that today, this is being the first official week of opening the business.
Wow.
We've already had several customers walk in, and even as of today, we've sold one set of wheels out there. So that really means a lot to
us
because for us to sell a set of wheels in the first location, it took us roughly about 3 years to sell one set.
Wow, amazing.
So I was real excited and happy to know that because my brother called us and he said, hey, man, I got a sale. So, it brings up a lot of hopes and it's real exciting for us.
So I've asked myself, there's not a lot of stuff going on around there right now.
The new location.
Do you have a vision for what's coming, or is this something that you are hoping happens? Or what do you know that made you open the second location there, in that place specifically?
I'm all about car counting. Mm-hmm. And I did it here in the Fraser location before we opened up the tire shop. And I saw the amount of cars that kept on going through Fraser. And in 2018, I went out there because my brother lives in that direction, and I did the exact same thing. So I pictured myself, pretty much years ago what I did when I was 20 years old, and I did the exact same thing, and I started to car count again. And I told my brother, this is ideal for a tire store because there's essentially there's nothing out here. But I want to inform everybody, besides the two gas stations and a Family Dollar, now they're building a Dollar General across the street from a Family Dollar. So that creates, it's going to create more traffic, more business, and it's good for all of us.
So Family Dollar and Dollar General competing instead of Jack in the Box and McDonald's, right? It's probably coming sometime soon, too.
Well, we hope that, you know. And the more business, the more traffic flow we'll have through there.
There's a lot of new development, like residential development coming out there, isn't there? New neighborhoods?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, off of Willis Waukegan, there's already a lot of neighborhoods established, but there's about 300 new rooftops heading in that direction off of Willis Waukegan, and not to mention off of 3083, which is probably, 8, 10, 12 miles from us. There's more homes coming around. And 1484 loops around to Highway 105. On the east side of town, and there's another huge subdivision, and I'm not exactly sure what amount of rooftops are going in there, but it's definitely expanding.
Yeah, you just notice that the roads out there are very much wider, so I think they built them in anticipation of additional traffic arriving very soon. So I guess one thing I always want to talk about, I mean, you were talking about how you've been doing this for a long time and kind of knew what you wanted to do at an early age. What advice do you have for someone who's wanting to start a business and they have an idea, a dream, but they don't know where to start?
Okay, so this is where I come. This is my role because my mother had planted a seed, but I had to, get out of the shell and evolve to what we are today. And at a 20 years of age, I really didn't have any mentors or anybody that can help me. And I wanted to grow, I wanted to learn, but I felt like I was still in that shell and I couldn't get out of that cocoon. And truly and honestly, it was just a lot of hard work. A lot of hard work, a lot of learning, a lot of growing pains. And that's what got me started. I'm very motivated. I'm very hard worker. I have good hard work ethics that I got from both my mother and my father. And that's where I was mentioning to you earlier that's where I want to come in. I want to be able to one day to help other folks. And it doesn't matter what age, they could be very young, very old, and want to start up a business. Now that I have 20 years of experience, doesn't mean I know it all, but I have a great deal of knowledge of how to start a business. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, you have to have, like I tell everybody, you have to have your ducks in the line. Because if they're not, I mean, it's going to be very, very difficult to get any kind of help, financial help.
Right. Well, I like the idea that you went to your friend and said, let me just work for you for the knowledge, right? So you're kind of unpaid, it's kind of an unpaid internship, right? So you're actually getting on-the-job training, but that comes from within. I mean, you've got to have a drive to want to sacrifice yourself and sacrifice some money because you're saying that money is going to pay for your training, right? So that was a little bit of the trade-off you did. So it's almost like a barter situation where you said, let me come work for you and you don't have to pay me, but just,
I'm just taking your business, your ideas.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, you're listening to the Conroe Means Business Radio Show and podcast. When we come back, we're going to hear more about John and his story and what his aspirations are to help improve the city of Conroe. So please stay with us. We will be right back. This program is brought to you by Aurelia Weems, CPA. Call today for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, and accounting. Just call Aurelia at 936-273-1188. Also, First Priority Title of Texas and Matt Cree. We are their first priority. Call Matt and his staff at 832-204-4884 for all your title needs. Also, Claus Holmes, Jen Bell, and of Goosehead Insurance, and Plus 40 Fitness. All numbers are in the descriptions of this program. You can visit Conroe Means Business Radio Show on YouTube. To learn more about the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce, visit mytexaschamber.org or call 832-436-8956. Welcome back to Conroe Means Business Radio Show and podcast. I'm Dr. Carlos Sanchez, your host. I'm here with Tom Brody, the Found Money Guy. I'm sure you've heard of him. And we're going to continue with our conversation here with John Hernandez, a very interesting conversation. And as you just heard, he is an inspiration to people all over Conroe and everywhere else he goes. As owner of H Wheel and Tire, with two locations in Conroe, John has another activity we want to highlight. He's also running for Conroe City Council, Position 3. So let's get started with some of these questions that we got, that people wrote in and said, we want to know who this guy is. Go ahead and now begin, Tom. You have some questions.
Okay, so the first question everybody, I think, always asks when somebody's starting a political career, what made you want to get involved? I mean, there's so much, I guess, bad press about politics in general, that why would you want to get involved?
So my father came to the United States in Conroe, Texas in 1979. My mother came in 1980, and I was born in 1981 off of First Street, which was one of our first hospitals in Conroe. My parents fell in love with the city. As I grew up and started to learn life, I would say, as a young adult and now an adult, now I'm in love with the city. And now that I'm able to step away from work, meaning I don't have to be there 24/7 like I used to, and I have great, great people that are helping along, including my brother at the news store. I'm able to, sneak away and not necessarily be at work and be involved in other stuff, which is now the city government. With that being said, my back has always been on to downtown Conroe, and I've always been facing the Fraser Street side. And now I'm making a decision in my life where I want to turn 180 degrees, turn around, and look at downtown and go in there and kind of be able to tell everybody that I'm in love with the city. Mm-hmm. I've been here all my life, mm-hmm. grown and raised, and I want to be more involved with the city.
Okay. So what exactly do you want to do, though? Being in love with the city doesn't mean a lot. I mean, I love it, too, but you're going to be involved in government. So what kind of things are you looking at trying to expand or grow or fix? Or is there anything like that on your mind that you
want? Well, I think our city officials, which are in office right now, are doing just a great job. They're leading us towards the right way. And, as the city grows, it's also going to deteriorate. And, I would think mm-hmm. there's some beautification that we can do, and especially on the Fraser side, which that's what I mainly see every day, as well as infrastructure to grow along with the city. So I'm not here to flip the city upside down, by no means. Mm-hmm. These people are doing such a great job. I want to be able to grab the baton and put in my hard work ethics, and then eventually one day pass it on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what position three, what part of Conroe, is it kind of geography, the different positions, or is it just a spot on the city council?
Any registered voter within the city limits, and any annexation that the city has done as well. I've been asked that question multiple times, and we sometimes just say if you live within the Loop 336 or within the city, but you also got to understand that the city of Conroe has annexed other areas, of surrounding areas in Conroe.
Right.
So those are the ones that be able to vote for the local.
So is that the entire city then? It's not one location. Position three is not one location. It's everywhere, the whole thing? I've traveled around Conroe, and it's pretty big.
Well, there is markers outside when you step outside the city limits.
Sure, sure.
So within the city limits, including April Sound and mm-hmm. some areas like that, there have been annexed along the way.
Okay, I think maybe I wasn't clear. Position three doesn't correspond to a geography. Like, it's position three is out. I'm thinking about like in Congress and Senate, and like in congressional representatives, they have an area, like a district,
okay.
right? Kind of a geographic boundary.
Yes.
And I didn't know if it was something similar in the positions.
Yes, the position three is for the city of Conroe mm-hmm. to make decisions within the city limits.
Okay, within the city limits. Okay, very
Correct.
Good. So are there other people within the other positions within the city limits mm-hmm. too?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's not a geographical restriction. Okay, that was my misunderstanding. Okay.
So here's the big one. I'm kidding. It's not a big one. It's a question, though. I mean, you mentioned the beautification of Fraser Street, and I 100% agree with you. I drive up all of Fraser, like from the time you get off the expressway on exit 74 or 75, make a right straight up Main Street, then you hit Fraser, you veer off to the left and just keep going. And I know all the potholes, I know all that for sure, because they wake me up. And then my office is right off 3083, right? So it's all of Fraser up until 3083, basically. So, all right, so you've got that you're going to be looking at for sure. Are there any other areas or any other things that you're looking at, hopefully getting involved with and lending your influence to fix or to improve outside of the beautification part?
Well, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and I definitely like to be able to have some type of small business center where we can inform how to people get started with their business and maybe one way or another help them which direction they can start heading to get financial help or support of any sort. Mm-hmm. As I've mentioned before, I didn't have those benefits. I didn't have who to run to and one day potentially help me. You know, I've just been blessed to meet the right people at the right indicated time. But maybe some type of resource center or location.
God forbid, Chamber of Commerce, right?
But somewhere where we can help other folks that have new or existing businesses.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so you've got other people that are running for this position three for the city of Conroe, right? And whoever they are, that's who they are. But how do you differentiate yourself? How are you different than some of these guys who, you know, kind of say the same thing a little bit? Maybe not what you just said, but, you know, they tend to say, I'm going to lower taxes and I love my city, you know, these things. So what distinguishes you from them?
Well, I'm not a superhero, first of all. I'm just a human, just like all of us. I think that my hard work ethics, my ability to learn and willing to learn, the accomplishments that I've been able to accomplish because of God and everybody that surrounded me, because like I've said before, it's not just myself that gets this done, although I'm the little engine that can, and sure, I'm always sure. The one up front. But those are all qualities that within 20 years of experience, I've been able to master and learn and grow from there. So my hard work ethics, I don't cut corners. You know, I have to do things the right way, the legal way. Those is what's going to make me different than the other people, than the other candidates.
Okay, very good. What else? You had something else, Tom.
Well, yeah, I was just curious. This is your first time running a political campaign, and you said you're looking for help, and because that's one thing you want to provide for other people. But how can people get involved with your campaign if they wanted to help you?
Well, first of all, I'm located so close to City Hall, I actually walk down here. I'm four blocks away.
You really did walk?
In this 30-degree weather.
Oh, gosh.
But it's awesome. You know, I love this town. I love this city.
Just so people know, it's very, very, very cold.
First of all, it's very simple. We have a Facebook page nowadays. Social media is very, very helpful. We also have a website that's about to come up next week. And then what I really like to tell people is, and I can always relate this to business, word of mouth is what helped us grow our business. You know, it wasn't social media, even though social media is a great means of communication. But what I mean by word of mouth, if anyone, any time, they're able to come to 224 North Fraser Street, 77301, in the corner of Fraser and Simonton, I'm there all the time. You know, I try to be there as much as I can. And to dialogue with me is so simple. I'm not one of these persons that I'm going to try to run or hide from you. I'm there. And to me, that's probably the best way to be able to help with my campaign. First, to get to know me on a personal level. And then everybody can make their assessments after that.
And then actually, what John is saying, I can give you a personal testimony. I've stopped by, just popped in every now and then, and he's always there, except when he doesn't want to see me. Then in that case, his staff says things like he's busy with the mayor, you know, just to impress me and not see me. So I'm joking about that, obviously, but very accessible for sure. He comes to all the chamber meetings every Monday morning. He spends time with us and talks to the members, a very good friend of everyone. So it's very important to just get to know everybody that's running, but for sure get to know John and understand the kind of person he is, his hard work and everything else. And if you can, go to his Facebook page for sure, so you can see his videos, see his family, meet some of the things, the people that surrounds him, and you can really get a good idea of who John is. He's a very, very important leader in our community. A lot of people look up to him, a very successful man. John, you're very young too. That's another important thing. How old are you, man?
Well, I tell everybody, I feel like I'm really old through because of all the experience, life experiences I've been through, you know. Mm-hmm. But I am 40 years old. I just turned 40 in December.
Well, that's true. That's good because you're not a young one anymore. You know, everything cuts off at 40, man. You're on this side now. You're coming to the dark side of life. No, I'm kidding. Not the dark side. The most productive side of life.
That's correct.
So very good, John. Very good. Go ahead, John.
So the one thing you mentioned your Facebook page. Is that just your name, John Hernandez?
It is on the John Hernandez, and then there's a link to my campaign page as well.
Okay. And then the website. What's the website going to be?
The website is coming up. We're still working on it, but it's coming up next week. It's going to be john@jh4conroe.com. I'll repeat it. john@jh4conroe.com.
Okay, very
good. The number or the letters?
The number 4.
Okay, awesome. So if people want to campaign or at least learn more about you, they can either go to your Facebook page or the website you just mentioned. Awesome. And that's going to be up next week?
Next week, maybe towards the end of the week.
Okay, very good.
So you're listening to Conroe Means Business. That's a radio show and a podcast. And we're here, Tom Brody and I are here with John Hernandez. John Hernandez is running for city council position 3 of the city of Conroe, Texas. So we're asking John a few questions, and we just want to continue this conversation with him. It's so interesting. So John, tell us a little bit more about, just sort of in general, when is the election and when are you going to be going up and kissing babies and shaking hands and all that? I mean, I know you're already doing that, but you guys are about to intensify that so people can expect you near their homes.
Intensifying is the correct word because this handshaking, talking to people, meeting, greeting them, is something that I've been doing so for the 20 years already. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's no different. Now, the fact that there's a campaign back that we're supporting or doing for myself, mm-hmm. you know, to me, it's just a title. You know, but the fact that I can talk to somebody and meet them and greet them and handshake them to me means a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, and with that being said, I've talked to many, many customers every day, and not all of them end up being our customers, but I always mm-hmm. get to enjoy and meet different people with different, you know, abilities and different characteristics.
Sure, sure. And Tom, did you really ask when is the election?
I didn't. When is the election, John?
The election will be May 7th.
Is there early voting for that?
There is. It's going to be towards the end of April. I'm not exact sure the exact okay. dates, but it's going to be towards the end of April. But the final day is May 7th.
May 7th.
Grand finale.
Day. Yeah, for
Very
sure.
Very good. Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, do this. Tom, I'm not sorry, not Tom. John, give us your like presidential message. Like, what do you have to say to people listening, especially members of the chamber and members of the community that can vote, obviously voters? What do you have to say to them just in general? Like, what would you like to, what message would you like for them to receive from you? I know, that's a good question, right? Because it makes you think like, what? Just this, you know, I guess the bigger thing is, why should they vote for you?
I think we covered that a little bit earlier, but I want to reemphasize.
Yes,
I have a strong ability of learning. Mm-hmm. And when I pretty much I can tell you the only thing I have to back me up, because I'm the type of guy that has been on the ground. I don't have any college degrees. I did graduate. I did graduate from Conroe High School in the year of 2000. And my accomplishments, in this case, the businesses are pretty much my degrees, I would say. Mm-hmm. So the ability that I'm a hard worker, mm-hmm. have good work ethics. I'm a great learner, and I mean, you would have to get to know me on a personal level.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of hard to try to describe myself because I kind of in the old school manner that if the more I say about me, the more you think, you know, that I'm somebody that I'm not. You know, I'm just a regular guy. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want to say that I'm a superhero like I mentioned before, because we're not. We're all humans. We all make mistakes, and the best thing is to make up for your mistakes and learn. And if you fall 7 times, get up 7 times.
Very good. So we'll let Tom give you his final words of wisdom. Tom, why don't you go ahead and just, you know, give the old chap some advice.
Well, probably the best advice is just what you're already doing. I mean, just to be unique and humble and true to yourself, and the fact that you're there and you kind of have, you know, your education is through building a business and building it successfully so that you now have 2 locations. And I think that says a lot. And I think people are really looking for people who are businessmen first or business people first, and not so much a politician first, because we've all seen that we get in trouble if that's the case. If people don't have that real world experience of making payroll, of you know, putting a business plan together, a marketing plan, and you've done all that. And so I think that speaks well for your experience and be able to leverage that into helping the city. So I say just keep doing what you're doing, and you know, be accessible to people just like you have. So just continue to tell people how to get in touch with you. If it's dropping by the shop, you may have a line of people wanting to drop by and see you.
So
that'd be amazing.
Ready for that. They might buy tires.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good. So thank you very much, John, for being on the program. And for you listeners, the people listening, you can reach John. You can also reach the Chamber of Commerce. So I'll give you the chamber. It's mytexaschamber.org. And you can call us also, 832-436-8956. John has two locations here in Conroe. The one on Fraser, which is, I think, his home base, that's where he hides most of the time, is where's that located, John?
224 North Fraser Street, Conroe, Texas, 77301.
And what number?
Can I close the statement?
Yeah.
I have my campaign manager, which is Taylor Cobion, and he can be easily reached at 936-253-9322. So if they stop by my business and I don't happen to be there, this gentleman right here will definitely know where I'm at all times.
Yeah.
And I picked for a slogan, "Together we build," because that really means a lot. Mm. The together means we can build relationships, we can build friendships, we can build a better community, we can build businesses. And I can relate to that too much, because it's not an I in team. You know, and that's how I got started. So my slogan for this campaign, "Together we build."
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it straight from John Hernandez's mouth. "Together we build." Thank you very much again, John, for being on the program. When we come back, we're going to talk a lot about chamber events and things going on in the chamber. So please stay with us. We'll be right back. This program is brought to you by Aurelia Weems, CPA. Call today for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, and accounting. Just call Aurelia at 936-273-1188. Also, First Priority Title of Texas and Matt Cree. We are their first priority. Call Matt and his staff at 832-204-4884 for all your title needs. Also, Claus Holmes, Jen Bell, and of Goosehead Insurance, and Plus 40 Fitness. All numbers are in the descriptions of this program. You can visit Conroe Means Business radio show on YouTube. To learn more about the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce, visit mytexaschamber.org or call 832-436-8956. Welcome back to Conroe Means Business radio show and podcast. I'm Dr. Carlos Sanchez, your host. And we want to thank a lot of people before we let you go. First of all, our sponsors. These are people that make sure we stay on the air. So whatever you can, please talk to them, get to know them, and know that they are the most generous people that we have found in this Chamber of Commerce. So we want to thank Aurelia Weems, CPA. First Priority Title, well, that's Matt Cree. Jen Bell with Goosehead Insurance. Claus Hernandez with Claus Homes. And, of course, Plus 40 Fitness for their sponsorship. If you want to get to know more about the Chamber of Commerce, there's a few things you can do. The first one, you can go to Conroe Means Business Radio on YouTube and check out this program. You can also visit our website, which is mytexaschamber.org. You can also give us a call, and you can set an appointment with us, and that's number 832-436-8956. Above all, you can attend one of our meetings. We always have a standing meeting on Monday mornings at 8:30 at the Chamber of Commerce, which is right here on Fraser. So that's 2519 North Fraser Avenue or Street, and that's Suite 3600. 2519 North Fraser Street, Suite 3600. What did I say? 3600. We have some events coming up, and we've said this all along. Please remember, the best way to get involved with the Chamber of Commerce is to come to our events. So, Tom, why don't you tell us a little bit about the events that are coming up, please?
Absolutely. Well, in addition to Mondays, the focus session we have in the Conroe office, we're also having a similar session in spring. So that's on Tuesdays from 8:30 to 10. And that's at the Rocio Barajas Agency in Spring, Texas. That address is 3730 FM 2920, Suite 109 in Spring. Then on Tuesday, February 8th, we have a lunch meeting, and that's at Spring Creek Barbecue in the Woodlands. Then on Tuesday, February 15th, we have our monthly lunch in Conroe, Texas. That's at Honor Cafe. That's always on the third Tuesday of the month. Then on, we have also a meet and greet breakfast on Thursday, February 17th. That's at Twisted G in Conroe. Twisted G is a new member of the chamber, so that'd be a great way to meet a new member and meet other members there. Like I mentioned before, February 18th is new member orientation at the chamber office. That's from 2 to 3 o'clock. And then we also have our networking in Spanish at the chamber office. This is one of the things that we've offered before, and we're bringing it back in Conroe, February 23rd, which is a Wednesday, and that's from 11 to 1. And then towards the end of the month, February 28th, we have the Women's Success Forum at Saltgrass Steakhouse, and that'll be from 5:30 to 7:30, and that includes dinner.
It sure includes dinner, but you get to pay for it.
Well, that's true. It's not free, but you're going to pay for your own dinner, but please do so, because Saltgrass is awesome.
And the ladies always have a great time, because basically what they do is just have a glass of wine and just talk, and you know they engage with each other. It's not a business sort of meeting. It's more of just a dinner, casual. And then they love it. So anyway, this is the Conroe Means Business radio show and podcast, and we want to thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Carlos Sanchez.
And my name is Tom Brody, the Found Money Guy.
And we'll see you guys again next week at 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Thank you.